and relate in the book the story of Mary, when she had withdrawn from her people to a chamber looking east, and had chosen seclusion from them. Then we sent to her our spirit, and it assumed for her the likeness of a perfect man. She said, "Indeed, I seek refuge in the compassionate from you, if you are God-fearing." He said, "I am only a messenger of your Lord, that I may bestow on you the gift of a pure boy." She said, "How can I have a son when no man has touched me, neither have I been unchaste?" He said, "So it will be. Your Lord says, 'It is easy for me,' and we will make him a sign for mankind and a mercy from us, and it is a matter decreed." And she conceived him, and she withdrew with him to a far place. And the pains of childbirth drove her unto the trunk of the palm tree. She said, "Oh, how I wish I had died before this, and had become a thing long forgotten." Then a voice cried to her from below her, saying, "Grieve not. Your Lord has placed a small stream beneath you. And shake the trunk of the palm tree toward you, that you will cause ripe dates to fall upon you. So eat and drink and refresh your eye. And if you meet any human, say, 'Indeed, I have vowed a fast to the beneficent, and may not speak today to any human being.'